您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。It has been a mystery to men why so many women enjoy watching their tearjerker movies with their friends. But now scientists have come up with a new suggestion. Sharing sad emotions helps women bond. 女人似乎天生喜欢看催泪电影，尤其是和闺蜜一起边看边哭成一团。但是呢，最新的研究显示，和朋友分享这些悲情片有助于减少这些影片对他们的情绪上产生的负面影响。So is it true what the scientists are saying?
The scientists are...Well, this is only one study, right? And this is from Cardiff University, and they looked at 30 pairs of female friends. So only targeting female. We don't know what the men's response is. So bear that in mind. And then, so they looked at these 30 pairs of female friends and showed them these happy images and negative images and see what kind of response they get from it. And it seems like when you're with someone...The happy, images seem happier to you, and then the negative ones don't seem so sad either. So it's a good, experience overall. So it's about sharing and bonding.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. I'm not sure if you guys have ever experienced this, but certainly it's happened to me where, you know, I'm watching a funny movie or a funny TV show, maybe someone recommended it to me, and I'm watching it and I'm like, you know, that's funny, but I don't really laugh.Maybe I kind of give a little chuckle or something like that. And then I can watch the exact same movie or the exact same episode, but sitting with someone, and I'll think something's funny and I will actually laugh. And so I think this just goes to show that you never forget that fundamentally humans are social animals. We exist as we exist in a group. We're not like cats or anything as soon as we're born that we just kind of go off on our own. We're more like dogs in that sense, where we kind of need other people around us, for various reasons. And so this idea that, being with someone makes the happier moments happier and the bad moments not as bad, it makes complete sense. But I think that in general, I mean, when we look at gender or sex differences between men and women, and how they bond, men usually bond over activity and women usually bond over emotion or communication, if you will.
Yeah, that's actually not all that.
It's not all that untrue. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what it's like with men and women. I think men need communication too.
It's different. It's different. I mean, why do you see so many men playing football all the time? Mm. And like, they have really good friends, but the only time they ever see them is, you know, when they play football together or just right after the football match or something like that.
What about all the beer drinking and watching sports?
Well, beer and watching sports is an activity.
But it's about communication, isn't it?
It's different.
Okay. Yeah. I'll not argue against that. We're different. And I think with, ladies, it's not just watching a weepy movie. Also, like, shopping and talking about girl stuff. I mean, it's just, I think men and women have different ways to relax and communicate.
Well, yeah. And it's interesting too, because, I had the kids to myself this weekend. And so I ended up going to, a restaurant, a fairly new open restaurant in a foreign restaurant in San Lintuan. It's an international one. They have lots of chains around the world. And I went in there and I was struck by number one, there were no other foreigners besides myself. Number two, most of the other customers were women in groups. So maybe there might have been a boyfriend and a girlfriend, but most of the other customers were two or more women together eating and talking. And I found that fascinating. And it was like suddenly kind of something just kind of clicked. Oh,This is why I see so many advertisements targeting women. Oh, this is why I see, you know, so many restaurant and coupon things targeting women, because this is how women bond. They go out together, they walk around in a mall together, they window shop together, they have lunch together, and they're just talking and sharing the entire time.
And also I think in recent years, this is only my own observation, but I think in the media, there seems to be more and more of this, girl group power kind of advertising. Since Sex and the City, I think suddenly female friendship is so important in China. I think, you know, that has...something to do with all of this. Maybe it's following your own call, but I don't know.
That's true. And Draco says, maybe that explains why these situation comedies insert the canned laughter background, because they let you feel that you're laughing with someone.
Huh.